This is the 17th of October, 1973. This is Wild Sound, and this will be at Kenneth O'Donnell's house in Vermont. Silo Cinema, 7.5 IPS. Tails out. Here's a 400 cycle tone.
There was feeding on.
That must be hurting the deer hunters if they're no apples.
Yeah.
Bruce went the other day, and he sat above an apple tree.
Yeah.
Sat there for 10 hours, didn't see anything.
Oh, I'll be damned.
So then he left, it got dark, and they were walking out of the woods, and he knew he forgot his canteen. So he went back, and he goes back, and the deer is licking his canteen. But he didn't have his bow with him.
Oh, I'll be damned. Had Clyde Lyon, you know Clyde.
Mm-hmm.
His father was always went deer hunting. I don't know if he ever got very many deer, but he always would go deer hunting. And he said he was up in Hancock. And he said he'd hunted all day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
And he got to take crap for himself. So he stuck his rifle up a tree and went up in the bushes there, in case there happened to be any women hunters or anything. And he said he just got his pants down, got his suspenders folded around, and like God, he said the biggest buck he ever see come laughing right by him. And he says there, his rifle down the bottom of a tree, and he had his pants down. He couldn't do a damn thing about it. Boy, he said that made him mad.
If Bill and I
happened over here in Bethel, man, they had two grown sons. Then they had a young son. And when they got ready to go up on the hill, they wouldn't let the young son go. And he had a 22 single shot. And they told him to stay in the car and not get out of sight of the car. And they went up and they hunted all day, and along 4 o'clock, the damn buck come right down the road and right down and stood right in front of the car, and the kid shot him with one shot. Had him all blooded out and everything, and they hunted all day, never even see one. The kid stayed in the car, and he got his buck. I got that, it was pretty good.
With a 22?
Yeah. Did I tell you the one about the fella getting the deer over Bethel? Took it in the game warden and wanted to record it, and he says, "Where'd you get this deer?" "Oh," he says, "up on the hill, up the farm up there." I said, "You better turn right around and take it right back up there. It's a billy goat." God, he didn't know the difference. "Oh, I see a buck up here on yours." "You saw it was a billy goat. His horns went right over back. He had just two horns."
"Oh, yeah?"
"He went right over back. He must have hurt him when he was young or something. He went right over back. He looked just like a billy goat."
Mm-hmm. Marsha, the other day, hit one. Did you hear that?
No.
Driving the car in Tunbridge. It was at night, and one ran right out in front of the car, and she was driving, and she hit it.
Yeah.
And it in the Ford. And I don't know what happened, or I think they told the game warden, and he came and he got it. She was very upset about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess I put a near hit to three, but I never did hit one. One right down with Georgie's there, where you turn to go up Georgie Lifeage?
Yeah.
Come right down over the bank there. Boy, how I ever missed that son of a gun, I don't know.
Yeah, they put water in, I guess, across that road.
Yeah?
They're going to go All the way down, up and around.
Yeah. That's going to be quite a stunt if he gets water that way.
Yeah.
Probably will with the pump.
I think he found water way up in the woods somewhere up there. Come way down across.
That's got to come across the brook.
I don't know how they keep it from freezing across the brook. Because he went, if he had holes right across the road there, half the time it was all uncovered.
Yeah.
Right, going across the road there, just down below Bill's there.
Yeah.
All uncovered, half a ton to us.
Yeah.
Didn't freeze.
The following year, sometimes he'd have a hole in his pipe, you know, and it'd spray up and it'd be all ice around there.
Yeah. There
and still is water didn't freeze.
I've seen that.
But right there in the road, the pipe was all uncovered half the time, right side the road.
Yeah, but hardly anything over while it comes across the road there.
I guess it runs fast, doesn't it?
But running water. If you got running water into your house, gravity feed, and you leave your faucet on a little bit while water's running all the time, it won't freeze very often. But you take it, you shut it off tight, and by God, it'll freeze.
Goes right to sleep.
Yeah. But Earl, pretty lucky, he has to have water for all them drinking bowls, and he was a lucky man.
Yeah. The pigs get it right out of the brook.
Yeah. And years ago, when the building was up there where Bill lives, the barn was on the lower side of the road and the house was there where Bill's house is. And there used to be short of water. Short of hell water there in the summertime. But Earl, he dug that one below the house, and they dug the one up in the hills and piped that into the other one. And he's got plenty of water, which is worth a lot of money.
You figured there was ever water in this house?
In this house?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe it. I thought it. See, when I was a kid, we were digging the well out. And it went down about 5 feet from the top. They put the old pump log in. Used to use logs back in them days, bore a hole through the center by hand, and then line the logs up together. And my dad told me that the water used to be water because that was the old pump log. But I figured it out since I started to dig a ditch that when they laid the well up, they put that pump log in when they got down so far, when they got laid it up so high. They laid that pump log in there with the intentions they were going to put water in. But probably they got right into the ledges, and you never could put pump logs through there. Not without blasting and everything else. But maybe with this plastic pipe, I might be able to get around the ledges.
Mm.
If I ever get to it, I've been at it for 5 years, going to have water and I ain't got it yet. If I'd felt halfway decent, I could have got it this fall, because this has been a good fall. But I guess we'll have to lug water again this winter. Hope I had any life, any gumption, just go at it and probably would have got it. Maybe I'll start next spring. Maybe I'll get it. If I don't do anything else, only just that damn water.
Well, it's a bad time to be sick. It would have been better, I guess, to be sick in the winter.
Yeah.
When there's not that much to do.
Yeah, it comes right at a bad time of year. But you can't. You can't pick a choice. You can't pick a time. That's the trouble. Oh, I got a little wood. I got a couple loads cut up in the woods. Cut from last winter. I got to get a road to it, though. Down in there, I got it with the horses last winter. But I'm going to keep a cutting and cutting back. Maybe I can get down there with a truck if it don't snow too quick. If it does, I'll take it out with the horses. had it all piled up in good shape, and the piles all fell down.
Maybe Friday we could, if you got two of us and we're raring to go, we could, I don't know, would it pay for us to just to cut and load in the trailer and bring it in, or go after this wood you're talking about?
No.
That's just too hard to get.
Probably it'd be better to cut some more and then we'll still have that anyway. Yeah.
Snow comes, you can get down with the horses.
After snow comes, I can get it with horses. If I don't get down with the old truck. I was in there the other day, but I didn't get down that far. Oh, I got to cut quite a lot of bushes and stumps off and stuff.
I lost a little piece off my truck. Because going into my woods, piece of chrome.
Yeah.
And the road wasn't wide enough, you know, and I was just trying to go through. So I went back in there and I cut 5 trees both sides. Couldn't find a piece of chrome.
No. Well, if you start using it in the wood, you can figure on scratching it up or banging it up.
Sure.
The old truck here, I broke the mirror and I've been over stumps and into stumps and everywhere else. We logged one about 70 cord of pulp off one lot, never even had a horse in the woods. Took this same old truck out here. Kept cutting the stumps off, short enough so I'd get over them. Keep backing right in there and saw a load and throw it down, go out with it, and then back up a little further and get another load. Never even skidded a tree. About 70 cord of it.
When was that? What year was that?
Oh,
remember?
That old
noises,
and I helped, after I come up here.
I was before we was married on it.
No, because I wound up here that much before we was married.
Oh.
No, must have been after we
been married 7 years?
Yeah.
About.
Early 60s?
Yeah, about.
No, it was after
60. Yeah, be around 60, 65, 66. That old truck, it's been a corker.
Yeah, because I used to go there with you every day with Cora.
Yeah, yeah.
So it must have been after we were married, because I was up here all the time.
I see. And we cut off two different times up on Barker Bank afterwards?
Yeah.
Did you help Helen?
Yeah.
Oh, dear, she helped.
See, Cora, his sister Cora there.
Yeah.
She always helped him. She peels. He cuts and, you know, skids them, and she peels them all.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She likes to.
Helps him peel as much pulp as any man.
She was after him a couple of years ago to see if he couldn't get a job so she could work again, you know.
Helen used to peel.
I don't like to.
She don't like to, but she thought she'd got to be there.
I'm all right in the forenoon until it comes time to eat. Then after I eat at dinner time, I ain't no good in the afternoon. So if it didn't stop to eat, I'd be all right. So.
Yeah, it can slow you down.
Because I can't bend over that much when they go way down to the ground, you know, to get underneath them. But it don't bother Cora. She, you know, gets rid of them, goes underneath them, gets the back off. So.
God, we cut up about 30 cord in there without skidding any. Cut it right along this road. Made a good road for the truck, a big truck, Warren's. We cut and piled it up on each side.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had Warren's horse to finish up with.
Over there on the Bronco Bank there, I used to hitch the chain on the pulp after he cut it up and pull it down to the pile.
She'd take a great big block and pull it right down through the snow. Or it's a block, blocker's big shoes.
What do they do with the pulp when it gets to the mill?
I'll grind it all up, make an excelsior out of it.
Excelsior?
Yeah,
most of it went for war purposes, so they'll pack stuff with.
Years ago, they always used to use all that pulp and paper mill.
Uh-huh.
Make paper out of it.
down there. They just made exhaustion. They used more fir and spruce of paper than they did poplar.
So there's a good call for it during the war and right after the war.
Yeah, right up till the damned Union got hold of it down there, and they said that he'd got to pay a certain wage, and he'd got to pay certain benefits and everything, and regard he couldn't do it and come out even. And they said he'd either do that or he couldn't run, so he closed the doors. Not a whole damn business. There was probably, I don't know how many thousand cord they bought every year. But he couldn't keep it up. He couldn't keep up with it, the prices. He couldn't get enough to break even. And that's the same as all your woolen mills. Used to be a woolen mill on about every river around here. And I guess there ain't more than one or two. In Vermont, it's still running.
Mm-hmm.
The damn Union got a hold of it. It's too much Union and everything. They tell them what they got to pay and everything, and they can't pay it. And they pushed all these little sawmills and woolen mills and everything. Back in the 24, 25, back in the 20s, about on every bend in the river, you'd see a little stretcher mill, 3-4 men working. And they put out this stretcher stuff and dry it and ship it. And God had made it a good job for them. And now you won't find one. Well, they're all gone. Up around Bridgewater and Woodstock. At one time, I know 9 or 10 right on that one river.
And they're all shut down there?
All gone. All the mills all fell in, gone, everything.
Used to be
tool with Queechy
there, where that
Queechy
Lakes all bought out there.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Last I knew, a Bridgewater woolen mill was still running.
I don't think it is now.
Yeah. And one up here at Northfield Falls. That's the only two that I know of. There used to be several. That one don't run in Enfield, did it?
I don't think so now.
And there used to be two in Lebanon. Both of them closed up. They got them big Rockdale store on one of them, and I guess that's closed up. Oh, hell, they used to employ a lot of people. And then there's one in North Hatland, and that used to employ a couple hundred. No? And now they're talking about selling all the cotton to Japan. They take it over to Japan and make it into clothes and stuff and then ship it back to this country.
That's a friend of mine.
Huh?
This guy, Trev. He was at my house the other day, and he's in the business of T-shirts, and he works in California, or he works for some people in California, and they paint on these T-shirts, and they sell them to kids.
Yeah.
So his job is to go buy the cotton. And he's been all over looking for cotton, and they have it, but they say it's all sold till 1975. He said, where's it going? They say they're shipping it to Japan by boat.
Yep.
And he said, I want to buy American cotton, and they can't get any.
No, my God, I can't see that.
There was a piece on TV the other night there about the people down, raised the cotton. They sold it, but they have to sell it in the spring or something. They sold it in the spring, and it was way down. Now cotton's way up, and they was complaining the other night, the people wasn't who sold it, that they thought that the ones that bought it should give them some more money for it now, as long as the price had gone up from the time they sold it in the spring. Something about they have to sell it in the spring or something.
They say that's what's making this lumber business so damn high. The Japanese are buying all the lumber in the West.
Yeah, they're buying up the logs.
Yep,
buying shipping
the logs.
Them by boat.
Yep. Over there and put it in a panel board and then ship it back over here. I don't know what the hell's the trouble with this country. And it's getting high, you can't buy any tools or anything. They're made in Japan or made in some Germany, West Germany, or some of them places. What in hell is the trouble with this country? They shouldn't buy that stuff. And just same as old Salmon up there telling about Vermont. Vermont is made for Vermonters. Yeah, it looks it, don't it?
Yeah, there's not much truth in that anymore.
No, there's no truth in it at all. Of course, people from any other state just good as Vermonters, but there's no use making a speech like that. Vermont is for Vermonters. They're chasing all the old Vermonters out. They can't keep up with the times and the prices.
Mm-hmm.
What part of my opinion, we did some of them, be about the same as the Watergate business.
Yeah?
Just probably. Exactly, yes, sir.
What did you tell the lady who wanted to, the lady down here, the 102-year-old lady?
Yeah.
Did you give her an answer?
No, I didn't. I told him I wasn't going to sell anymore right now. I'd give her the first chance.
That's something.
Yeah. If she's a very nice woman, you'd like her.
Yeah.
I liked the woman right away. I was visiting with her, and she's an old-time lady, you know. Quite broken. But she's nice to visit with. She's got good common sense. She's been through the mill. She knows what hard times are. She's mother, I think, of 14 children. I wouldn't say that for the gospel, but it's a large family anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And she just liked to get out of that rip tan go all the time. Get back where it's quiet.
Yeah, she'd probably make a good neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a nice old lady. She'd like to buy a junk right down here below where I had the oats. That's what her eye is. She's got an eye on her like a hawk, you know, she for business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she'd like to be right down in that corner, you see.
It's a good corner.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a very nice woman. But she'd make anybody a nice friend.
I think they talk foolish probably most of the time when they're at home. Because she did out here to Joe that day that she bought the syrup when I was here. When you weren't here that day, they stopped. Because, as I said, I didn't know what she was talking about. She was talking to Joe in Polish, and then he told me that she wanted 2 quarts of syrup. So.
Yeah, Polish goes real fast.
So probably, as I said, to home they talk Polish, you know, together, and one English maybe or something.
She was talking about...
She could talk English, but yeah. She was talking to him in Polish.
Uh-huh. Talking about the pigs. She says, oh, she says, it makes me so mad. She says, they throw away so much. She says, there's no need to throw any of it away. And she went on and told me, they use the ears, and they use the feet, and even use the inside of the marrow out of the bone. She said, where she come from? They didn't never throw nothing away.
Really?
She said there's poor people, and she said that people could live on just what other people throw away in this country.
I think I'd have to be awful poor to eat the pig's ears and all
that. Oh, she said, she told me how they fixed it, pickle them with vinegar or something, and oh, she says it's very tasty. And they use the blood for blood puddings.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And it all works. Well, over in Italy there, they don't throw nothing away over there.
I got the, like that blood sausage you see in the store.
Yeah, they went in your woods over there. They wouldn't cut a live tree, but you wouldn't find a branch in there as big as your little finger.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have them all picked right up clean. They wouldn't let them cut any. They ain't got too much woods anyway that I've ever seen. But they let the women folks men too damn lazy. But they let the women folks and the kids go into these, well, it looks quite a lot like our Red Point here. I guess it's about the same thing, Serpentine Point. And they let them pick up every little branch and every cone that falls off them. That wood is just as clean as that floor.
They burn it all.
They burn everything. And my God, they don't have, never too warm over there. It gets pretty cold too.
Yeah.
You go into a lot of houses there, back out of the city, and they got the cows down on the lower floor, and they sleep up over the cows.
And the cows, you know, like a furnace underneath.
Yeah, and two-thirds of them, they haven't even got a bed. They got straw on that tile floor, and they sleep right in the straw. And then they got an open fireplace in the corner, same as that corner there. It'd have maybe granite, quite a lot of granite over around there. They have a granite slab on the bottom, and they might have some andirons up, and they build a fire right in the corner, and the smoke goes right up the corner of the house. And right out there, they have tile roofs.
They must burn down the houses once in a while.
No, the houses are all stone. You don't see hardly any wooden buildings over there at all.
Uh-huh.
And of course, it gets pretty black, pretty smoky in that corner. And all the dishes that you see in them houses, I guess they ain't got any more. Is a few big pots, a few ladles, a few big spoons. And they cook everything all in one big dish. And then they all sit down on the floor. And each one has a little dish. And he takes out what he wants and eats it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have no dishes to mount in there. No furniture to mount in there. A lot of them houses, you wouldn't even see a chair in there. Even in the cities, you don't see too many furniture, too much furniture. And that seems a funny thing, too, because practically every man's a furniture worker over there, a cabinet maker. And,
for others,
And good ones, too.
You mean they make it and sell it to other people?
Yeah, make them sell them. I had two Italians that worked for me. They was Mussolini's bodyguards in the war, where old Mussolini got killed. And then they was taking prisoners. And then they was working for those prisoners of war, and they were working as prisoners of war. And you take something, I had a chance to make this old colonel wanted a desk made, and we took some cartridge boxes, which was veneer. And we made him a writing desk.
Mm-hmm.
And they loved to make everything about a third bigger than it should be, so they can plane and work it down, sand it down, and they do beautiful work. And these two would work for me. I got they made this writing desk for this old colonel, the most beautiful piece of furniture you ever see in your life. Well, it run along this way probably about 4 feet, and then it had a big curve on it, and run back 4 feet this other way. And they planed that down and sanded it and varnished it. A beautiful piece of furniture. The old colonel said he's going to bring that home if it cost him $5,000. I got hell for stealing the cartridge boxes. He came in there one day and I don't know how it's coming out. And I said, well, I caught hell for getting the stuff to make this. You're going to stand good for that? And he says, you bet your life I'll stand good for it. He says, I'll straighten them up. He says, you won't hear anything more. He says, mm-hmm. You want no big shells in them boxes, was it? And I said, no, they was empty. But I said, they give me hell the same for taking them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says, I'll straighten that up. And I guess he did. I never heard anything more about it.
That's a good use for
him. Yeah. Well, they were just in the warehouses, and there weren't no cartridges in the boxes, so we might just well use them.
Mm-hmm.
They probably figured more cartridges coming, you know, and they put it into boxes. And got some of that. Them veneer boxes there was perfect. They weren't a knot in them. Better than most people got in the houses, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They went over with the cartridges overseas. I got the Germans. They really had everything that they had boxed. Man, they was in waterproof boxes, and something. A lot of them were steel boxes.
Yeah, I've seen some of those. Yep. Army surplus.
My God, they lined. They put the best of everything into the war purpose stuff.
Do you think you'll go to town on Friday? What time should Bill and I come up?
We go pretty good season. You come up in...